Hola, espero que estés del mejor. El día de hoy vamos a mejorar tu listening escuchando historias cortitas en inglés, una forma fácil, sencilla y divertida de aprender. En total serán dos, y la forma en la que practicaremos es muy fácil. Primero la escucharemos y leeremos totalmente en inglés, como en cualquier podcast o libro. Después la podremos leer en español, para que entiendas todo lo que están diciendo. La meta es que poco a poco vayas mejorando tu comprensión y audición. Si te gustan este tipo de clases, házmelo saber en la cajita de comentarios y con mucho gusto haré más. Tu participación es muy importante. No olvides comentar cuánto entendiste de cada historia. Sin nada más que decir, comencemos con la clase. Empezaremos con las historias en inglés. Relájate y disfrútalas.
There were two friends. Their names were Ken and Lewis. They were very clever. They were working for the Google company. Ken was a computer engineer, and Lewis was a manager. Their working conditions were great. But one day, Ken said, "I am bored with this job." And Lewis said, "I am bored too." They were bored. They wanted to do a different job. So they decided to start their own business. They opened a big restaurant on the seaboard. It was a great and expensive restaurant, but they had a problem. They didn't know how to cook. They tried to cook the meals by themselves, but the meals were awful. And they hired Jessica as a cook. She was a wonderful cook. She cooked fantastic meals. They were delicious and excellent meals. Everyone loved the meals. Ken and Lewis were very happy. The end. There will be a guy. His name will be Andrew. He'll be living in New York. His girlfriend Olivia will be living and working in Japan. Andrew will miss her so much. He'll decide to visit her. And he'll call Olivia. He'll say, "I miss you so much, darling." And she'll say, "Me too." He'll say, "I'm coming there tomorrow to see you." And she'll say, "I'll be waiting for you." Next day, Andrew is going to fly to Japan. But he'll lose his luggage at the airport. His clothes, cellular phone, and money will be lost. He'll have only return tickets in his pocket. So he'll walk to Olivia's house in 7 hours. But she will be working in the office when he arrives at her house. Andrew will walk to her office for 3 hours to find Olivia. But she'll be having dinner at home when he arrives at the office. He will stay at the office and hope to see Olivia the next morning. However, Olivia will be worrying about Andrew. And when she goes to the police station, he will be waiting for her in the office. So they'll look for each other for 1 week. but they'll never meet. After 1 week, Andrew is gonna return to New York. For Andrew.
Ahora las podemos leer en español. Es momento de entenderlas por completo.
There were two friends. Their names were Ken and Lewis. They were very clever. They were working for the Google company. Ken was a computer engineer, and Lewis was a manager. Their working conditions were great. But one day, Ken said, "I am bored with this job." And Lewis said, "I am bored too." They were bored. They wanted to do a different job. So they decided to start their own business. They opened a big restaurant on the seaboard. It was a great and expensive restaurant, but they had a problem. They didn't know how to cook. They tried to cook the meals by themselves, but the meals were awful. And they hired Jessica as a cook. She was a wonderful cook. She cooked fantastic meals. They were delicious and excellent meals. Everyone loved the meals. Ken and Lewis were very happy. The end. There will be a guy. His name will be Andrew. He'll be living in New York. His girlfriend Olivia will be living and working in Japan. Andrew will miss her so much. He'll decide to visit her. And he'll call Olivia. He'll say, "I miss you so much, darling." And she'll say, "Me too." He'll say, "I'm coming there tomorrow to see you." And she'll say, "I'll be waiting for you." Next day, Andrew is going to fly to Japan. But he'll lose his luggage at the airport. His clothes, cellular phone, and money will be lost. He'll have only return tickets in his pocket. So he'll walk to Olivia's house in 7 hours. But she will be working in the office when he arrives at her house. Andrew will walk to her office for 3 hours to find Olivia. But she'll be having dinner at home when he arrives at the office. He will stay at the office and hope to see Olivia the next morning. However, Olivia will be worrying about Andrew. And when she goes to the police station, he will be waiting for her in the office. So they'll look for each other for 1 week. But they'll never meet. After 1 week, Andrew is gonna return to New York. For Andrew.
Eso ha sido todo por la clase el día de hoy. No olvides comentar cuánto entendiste en la cajita de comentarios. Si te ha gustado, me apoyarías mucho dejando tu like y compartiendo para llegar a más personas. Sin nada más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.